My name is Rosie Plain.
I feel like I said Rosie there.
It's Rosie.
And you're playing Village Underground tonight?
Yes.
Is it your biggest gig to date?
Yes, biggest headline gig to date.
So are you nervous? Are you confident?
Yeah, well, I'm nervous, but I'm having a nice time. I'm eating a satsuma, and...
Can we record the satsuma?
Yeah. And, yeah, it's very nice here, and feeling pretty relaxed.
And the other bands that are playing with you, are they bands that have been touring with you, or are they bands you've called in just for tonight?
Yeah, sort of just tonight. They're sort of bands we've played with before and friends of ours. So, and H.E. is also playing in my band, and he, yes, he's sort of has been a good friend for a long time, and, yeah, he's amazing, sort of performance artist, one-man band, makes all his own instruments, ping-pong champion, and Hallo Hallo, which are a very exciting band from London.
And we've also got Francoise tonight.
Yes, he's DJing in between.
Lucky you.
Are these mostly people that you met when you were playing in Bristol, or are they just people you've met along the road?
Do you mean people supporting or the people in my band?
No, well, both, actually.
Franz was in my band and I met him in Bristol, Jamie and H.E. and, yeah, sort of through Bristol and, yeah, just playing gigs, you know,
the circuit.
Would you say Bristol was where it really sort of kicked off for you?
Well, I started playing gigs in Winchester, where I'm from. I started playing a lot more shows there and playing with other people and playing with Francois, playing with Rachel Dad, This Is The Kit. Yeah, so that is sort of where we put in a lot of work.
And you also, you got to know the Fence Collective really well as well. So is that another home from home for you?
Yeah, there was a Fence thing last night, actually, that was, yeah, there's a lot of people involved in it. Sort of, there's a lot of people sort of tightly and loosely involved in a lot of bands that aren't actually sort of anything to do with Fence, sort of the label wise, but always sort of come and play at events and stuff. So yeah, it's a very sort of big circle.
Is this the first time you've been to Village Underground?
No, I was here. I was actually Francois and the Atlas Mountains. I was DJing in between the bands then, so we swapped.
Tomorrow night you're back in Winchester.
Yes.
So what's it feel like returning home?
Yeah, good, it's nice. It's cool, yes, we're playing at the Railway, the one venue in Winchester. And I think there's actually a couple more now. And we're going to go there tonight, actually, after the show. We're going to drive back because it's only an hour away. So so then we've just got a whole day there tomorrow to play a game of football and hang around.
So where else have you got plans to play this coming up soon?
Winchester tomorrow, then maybe Friday. I might not mean Friday, I might mean Saturday. I'm playing in Brussels at a place called The Botanique, supporting, I can't remember who. Then I'm playing in Vendôme in France, supporting this band from Russia called Motorama.
You've done quite a lot of French gigs. Do you think they're really getting into that sort of indie sound?
Well, I hope so. But yeah, I've got the album came out on a French label as well as Fence. Yeah, I think they're pretty into that sort of thing.
Have you learnt rudimental French?
Well, I should have learnt rudimental French by now, considering that sometimes I hang out with French people and go to France. And I'm slightly better than I was. I now know how to say carrément and en fait, which are very useful words. Good ones.
And swear words?
No, I don't know swear words. But I won't learn them. I refuse to learn them.
Great. Well, I hope you have a great un bon gig.
Thank you.
Enjoy yourself. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.